Among the injured in the Baghdad blast was the chief UN official there, Sergio Vieira de Mello. Shashi Tharoor is an undersecretary general at the UN, speaking with us from New York. Good morning, Mr. Tharoor.
Yes, good morning.
Tell us just briefly, what was the United Nations role in Iraq?
Well, we have a mission in Iraq that does two things mainly. One is, of course, the vital humanitarian assistance for the people of Iraq, the assistance that we have been providing under the Oil for Food program, plus the new programs under the work of UNICEF, the Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Food Program, the UN Development Program, and so on. So that's one set of activities. The other set of activities led by our special representative in Baghdad were activities to help with the political development of Iraq. They played a role, for example, in trying to create the governing council, which was created just a short while ago. And a UN mission had just been approved with a larger set of tasks, including such issues as media development, census registration, the kinds of things you need to get the country back on its feet. These were people in Iraq to help the people of Iraq.
And the UN's role, what was the coordination with the United States? How were they linked?
Well, as you know, the U.S. Runs what's called the Coalition Provisional Authority, which are the people who actually run the country. And our work had to take place in very close coordination and cooperation with them. So don't forget, the U.S. is a member of the Security Council that actually authorizes the work of the UN, so you can well imagine that the US and the UN are working very closely together and in concordance, trying to achieve the same thing, which is to get Iraq back on its feet and hand Iraq back to the Iraqi people.
And in this case, it would appear that making the UN a target possibly equal to the United States.
Our own feeling is that that speculation serves no purpose. This is simply murderous activity which has to be condemned, irrespective of whether they thought the UN was part or hand in glove with the U.S. or not. I mean, that is an irrelevant consideration. They knew well that these are people who are there with no thought for themselves to serve the people of Iraq and to provide vital humanitarian and other relief.
As we just said, Mr. de Mello, the chief UN official there, was injured. We don't know what his condition is right now. The blast was right under his office. You know him personally. What can you tell us about
him? I've known him throughout my UN career of 25 years. We were both young staffers of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees when I joined in the late 70s. He is an outstanding UN official, really one of the great stars of the UN, somebody who has been on the front lines in so many horrific situations, refugee emergencies, peacekeeping emergencies, always unstintingly the first one to pack his bags and go out as soon as asked to. As soon as he was asked to go, he was there when we had the tragedies in Bosnia. He's been in parts of Africa as refugee crises flowed. He set up the UN mission in Kosovo at the end of that war and ran the country of East Timor until it was independent. This is an extraordinary official, somebody who had a very important job to do already as UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, but when the call came, did not hesitate to leave it for what was meant to be a temporary assignment till the end of September, just to get the UN mission up there and to help in this process.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Shashi Tharoor is an Undersecretary General at the UN, speaking from New York.